You're listening to On the Edge, a production of Cleaver Magazine. We're proud to present Mag Gabbert reading their piece, Toucan.
Toucan. My favorite thing about Keats is his belief that I might leave the world unseen. I once left an imaginary toucan in a little statue alcove at my grandmother's. I procured him one summer at camp, where we sat in this velvet room, like a puppet theater, asked a genie for a present we couldn't see. Then I kept him at grandmother's because she let me watch TV, bought me animal balloons. Some were jet, like my bird, not like cereal or fruit. Sometimes I brought my toucan things, too. A watch, hairpins, some green bright coins, glass beads. Then grandmother fell one day and threw her hands in his alcove home. Glass stems, the leaves on her robe flew up, out scattered his feathers, petals, pumpkin seeds, beads. I watched it all happen, the whole thing. Injured, bleeding, my bird took wing, though I reached for his lacquer-sharp beak. Part of me wants to go back and see if I could still climb up there, hug my knees, if the alcove is still empty without yellow, orange, green, without my grandmother, her floral silk sleeve, the hand reaching toward me. It is icy, like Keats. I cannot see what flowers, which cup shattered at my feet. Part of me doesn't want to talk about grandmother. I want only to talk about Keats now. Anemic, bright, showy, his lips crimson split, so romantic and easy. My childhood wasn't happy, but should be or have been, I mean. Was it a vision, a waking dream? Sometimes at night I am standing on a beach with the ghost of Keats. There's a toucan on every branch of each tree. Immortal bird, thou wast not born for death, says Keats, as he hands me a coconut drink. Its beaded bubbles wink. There's a hot pink straw in my purple-stained mouth. Musk rose and violet, my lips, my head start ringing too. First pale white yellow, then blue.
For more virtual poetry readings, you can visit cleavermagazine.com or soundcloud.com/on_the_edge. Thanks for listening.